Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Rob, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, start a fire and grab your smoking jacket. Here's a Christmas poem I wrote, if you want to use it. If you want a donation topic, how about Ectolife's video going around? Here's the poem. 'Twas the night before Christmas at Uncle Sandman's, and all through the flat, not a creature was stirring, not even Fat Cat. TFM was nestled all snug in his bed, while visions of Celestina danced in his head. Blake in his handkerchief, and Pop in his cap, had all settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a crash, I grabbed my GUN to bust a cap in that ass. When what to my wandering eye should appear, but a miniature sleigh in a tiny reindeer. On Rollo, on Cappy, on Chronic and Elon. On Joker, on Taylor, on Hammer and Black Pigeon. As I watched them fly away into the night, I heard Santa claim, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Well, Rob, thanks for that awesome poem, as well as getting me to cover the 9-minute Ectolife video which I've linked to in the description. The show's a fictitious company by the same name that claims to be developing the artificial womb. The 3D rendered video was made by Hashim Al-Ghalali, and he's both a biotechnologist and a filmmaker. He wants to educate the public about how science and technology will impact our world in the future. Ectolife is supposed to be the world's first fictitious artificial womb facility, where they can grow 30,000 babies in small pods each year. Hashim is very careful not to upset women too much with his video. The female narrator says that a woman and her partner will enjoy the delivery process with the artificial womb. There is no mention that it's going to be single men that'll be using the technology more to reproduce, and that women will lose their minds as a result. But he does say at the end of the term, when the baby pops out of the machine, the genetic identity of the baby is confirmed. This, of course, means that such technology will mean the end of paternity fraud, something women want to keep hush-hush, but he walks that line very carefully. He also mentions that the babies are grown with green energy using solar and wind. Of course, no mention is made of where the nutrients to grow those babies comes from. That certainly won't be a green process. Ectolife says they'll be able to customize the baby's level of intelligence and appearance. Who wouldn't want a smarter child than themselves? I'll tell you who. A woman most likely, because then the kid would have actually figured out all her manipulations. But if she makes that choice, it'll be a burden when others choose to make their kids the smartest they can be. The ad is clearly trolling, especially when you see an Asian woman from some stock video service directly singing to her baby in an artificial womb using a microphone. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. But this short video didn't actually get into the political aspect of how the genders would, or more specifically wouldn't, come together because of such technology. This, along with sex bots, liberates men and makes women obsolete for the most part. They would become second-class technological citizens. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to freaking out the world by making an animation about artificial wombs Clown World Show. A lot of people were discussing this video saying that it was creepy and that it gave off the same vibes as the film The Matrix. Back in 2019, he made a short film called Simulation, and that too has Matrix-like vibes. You can tell his style is influenced by the aesthetic of that film, a film that's now almost 25 years old. That was the peak of filmmaking as far as I'm concerned. A year or two later, we had Minority Report, and after that, film ceased being philosophical for the most part. Hashim's simulation film was underwhelming and poorly executed, just like Ectolife. Ectolife also sounds sort of like Ecto-1. I read one article about this short clip, and it says that the religious institutions out there are going to freak out with artificial wombs. But we all know that it's women that are going to freak out way more. Women also would use it and wouldn't care about the ethics or morality. They would only care if men were allowed to use it without them. Liberate the male half of the species from the wickedness that is woman. That's not dystopian for men. That's utopian. For women, it would be a dystopia. Ectolife spins such technology as a good thing for women that have their uteruses removed or men with low sperm counts. Also remember that 300,000 women die each year in childbirth from complications. So it would actually prevent all of that. It was smart on his part to sell it to women as it being in their benefits. I guess that the technology, if invented, would be highly regulated to prevent men from making babies of their own. But the tech would also be available in smaller third world countries. If that's the case, then women might actually go on strike and choose not to sell their eggs or give them to men. At that point, instead of growing children, we might actually be growing our own clones. Women wouldn't be able to stop that, since technically you own your own genome. Ecto-1 also makes a selling point that such technology would help countries deal with severe population decline. Countries like Japan and South Korea. Looks like someone finally figured out that it's decline and not runaway population growth that's going to be a real problem and threat to the future. Yes, you can use technology to create the children, but will people want to raise them? Probably not, unless, like I mentioned, it's your own clone. Raising a clone makes perfect sense because you can build up your legacy and life's work, and they'll probably have the same interests and abilities as you. In study after study, identical twins have actually been shown to have very similar personalities. Just think of the fulfillment you receive teaching your younger self all about the mistakes you made while younger, and watching a younger version of yourself mature and grow would probably alleviate some of the anxiety of getting older and dying. Knowing that you'll still be around and that your younger version will not only remember you, but will look to the accomplishments of versions before him. Plus, remember that most people are only remembered for 3 generations. This way, younger versions of you would also remember you potentially for dozens of generations and beyond. I would prefer a clone in an artificial womb instead of surrogacy or having a new kid. Someone should make a film called The Clone Father. Of course, you never know if your clone is going to have kids and continue your legacy. But having a personal history that's more personal will make you feel more like you're part of something greater. Especially if your past selves accomplish great things too. You will know that you're just as capable as they are doing the exact same thing. Ectolife continues by saying that sperm counts have already fallen by 62% in the last 50 years. The last thing we need is more effeminate men that are biologically incapable of reproducing naturally having kids. So will we see an artificial womb? According to Dr. Carlo Belletti, associate professor at Yale University, thinks that fully functioning artificial wombs would be realized within the next 10 years. The operative word here is could be. In 2017, lab fetuses were grown in a biobag to maturation during the third trimester, with regards to lambs. Technology like that would certainly help premature babies right now. We've already seen the first trimester of the mouse embryo grown in jars. But even still, I think we're still several decades away from artificial wombs becoming a reality. The Ectolife video also says that certain genetic characteristics can be tweaked. But I say pain and medical conditions that are passed down, even if they aren't major, can also be managed. I got jeep seed and kidney stones from my father. The experiences have been awful, but if I didn't go through them, then I wouldn't have actually had as much character. The Ectolife video ad also goes overboard when it says that there will be AI monitoring systems, apps connected to the pod, and you'll be able to put on a haptic suit so you can actually see what the baby sees. The video ends with clients one day being able to install the device in their own home bedrooms. That's about all I got to say on that. To end this video, I just want to say that we now have epigenetic clocks, which have been created in the last decade or so, that measure how old you are based on your DNA damage. My father is in his 80s and has avoided stress for most of the last 30 years, and it's certainly slowed his aging process. Marriage accelerates aging for most men, however, but he's a pimp, so criticism from women just rolls off his back. Emotional regulation reduces the effect of stress on accelerated aging, meaning that without their emotional tampons in the future, women will age and die sooner than they do today. I take what I said about cloning back. If we reverse aging or slow it to a crawl, then we wouldn't need to reproduce in theory, because we could reverse or stop aging. Then we could accumulate hundreds or thousands of years worth of life experiences and live life to an insane fulfillment. Wouldn't that be incredible? Then again, I think a lot of us would get bored in our lives and we choose to self-terminate instead of continuing a boring existence. I know that I certainly won't get bored, and when I do get bored, I create my own content and ideas to entertain myself with. Artificial wombs would be a great gateway to amazing things like male liberation and a new manessence. The ability to choose when we have kids or clones, and it would guarantee us the ability to know our kids belong to us and not Chad Roan. It would change the nature of reproduction and the relationship between the sexes. That's something that the director of Ectolife is either too blind to see, or if he does see it, he can't talk about it, because he runs the risk of being canceled. He can't say that it's going to allow men to become single fathers, for men to avoid paternity fraud. The ethics of growing your own offspring in a fancy jar is fine, but why not grow your own clone too? You know, that's what women are going to be doing, demanding clones themselves so they can actually put their own clothes on them that they've had for 20 years in the closet on their younger self again, and then take pseudo-selfies or pictures of their younger version. It'll be the ultimate expression of narcissism, and I can't wait to see it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rob for the donation as well as the topic, as well as for sharing your awesome poem that I hopefully get a chance to share on a live stream shortly. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women are going to want to make love to the younger versions of themselves and smash themselves, so to speak. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Grinch, also known as Fat Cat, away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.